share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. Admit it, everyone has their very own taste and criterias whenever it comes to picking a partner, especially one we would like to spend the rest of our lives with. Well, in this Singaporean woman's case, she happened to splurge a whopping $2,000, RM6195, on a matchmaking agency just to help her find the love of her life. But in the end, she didn't. This is the story of Ms. Chen, a 39-year-old currently working as a bank manager in Singapore who spent the money in hopes of finding the man of her dreams. According to Shi Min Daily News, the matchmaking agency offered her a half-price promotion. From $4,000 to $2,000 for a package that allowed her to go out with five men that they find. Her expectations of a potential partner were not high. He had to be taller than her. She's 163 centimeters, with the same level of education, earning at least $8,000, RM24,784, a month. He also had to be Chinese and a Buddhist or a free thinker. But her dates turned out to be a disappointment after all five men did not meet her expectations. This led her to ask a refund from the company, which rejected it. According to Ms. Chen, her first date fell short of her expectations because her date was earning lesser than she did. He also only earned annual wage increases of $10. After she had complained to the agency, they provided her a free second date. I felt one of them was a little too old while another shared an ice cream with me on the first date, which I found slightly odd. We exchanged numbers after that but didn't contact each other. She felt that the agency was unprofessional. Ms. Chen also found the agency's services unprofessional, and claimed that the experts took months to schedule appointments or were difficult to reach. Over the course of a year and a half, she went on four dates which were organized by the agency, each at a cost of up to $400, RM1239. She subsequently requested a refund, but was instead offered an upgrade which comes with a dating coach and two free coaching sessions. However, she was adamant about receiving a refund. The matchmaking agency's response: the woman's return request was apparently not in line with the company's refund policy, which is why the matching service offered to upgrade her package for free. They also said that dates would only be scheduled after both parties had given their agreement, and that if the client's date did not meet his or her expectations, the agency would consider the date complimentary. We hope that Ms. Chen will be able to find the love of her life sooner or later. It will come, you just need to be patient and try harder. Also read: forget Tinder. Head to Japan and buy a potential match through a vending machine. Source: Stomp Source. Xiaobao. Share, tweet. Follow us on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest stories and updates daily. You have reached the end of this story.